Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. Vinny DeMarco, who is Executive Director of Maryland Healthcare for All Coalition. And Vinny's here this morning to talk to us about the healthcare plan, about the many folks that have benefited from healthcare expansion in our country and in Maryland. So, Vinny, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and thanks, folks, for listening. The first thing I want to say is, over the last 4 years under the O'Malley Brown administration, Maryland has made tremendous progress in healthcare. We've expanded healthcare to over 250,000 Maryland parents, children, and seniors. Over 250,000 have gotten healthcare who didn't have it, and that is wonderful. And one of the things I want to emphasize is that we all benefit, because when people are uninsured and they go to the hospital and the emergency room, who pays? We pay.
Yeah, that's one of the parts of all of this that I haven't really seen highlighted as much. And it's a huge savings.
It's a huge savings.
I guess it's fundamentally that people don't understand what preventative means.
Right. And the fact is, our hospital system, particularly in Maryland, is designed so that when people can't pay their hospital bills, all our premiums go up to cover it.
Right.
About $1,000 of everybody's premium every year goes to cover the health care for the uninsured.
Wow, $1,000.
Yeah. That was by a study by Families USA in D.C.
Uh-huh.
And it really is too much. We call it a hidden health care tax. So when you expand health care for people and you keep people healthy, keep them out of the hospital, have an insurance company that pays for their health care, it reduces this hidden health care tax. And Bill, I want to tell you a story that highlights this and how important this is. After this law passed in Maryland expanding the health care, well, first of all, before this law passed in 2007, Maryland, the richest state in the country, was 44th in the country in health care for lower-income adults, and now we're 14th. We went from 44th to 14th, and it really has made a big difference, as I said, to thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. But we did press conferences from one end of the state to the other to celebrate this with the administration and with delegates and senators, Democrats and Republicans, who voted for it, because unlike in Congress, our bill passed bipartisan, which is great. And in Western Maryland, in Garrett County, we did a press conference with local delegate Wendell Beitzel, who was on the health committee and who supported it. At the press conference was a woman named Crystal Moon from Garrett County, Maryland, who told us an incredible story of how she had for years not had any health insurance coverage. Her husband worked full time. She went to school, was raising her kids. Like thousands of others, couldn't afford the health care. Then she heard about health care for children. So she went to the local health department in Garrett County and said, "Can you get my health care for my children?" And they said, "Yes, Ms. Moon, but Governor O'Malley just signed a law preventing health care for you." She didn't know that. She signed up. She got her Medicaid card. A few weeks later, she was feeling kind of ill. Had she not had that card, she would have tried to sleep it off, like many uninsured people do.
Yeah.
Instead, she went. Because of this Medicaid expansion that Governor O'Malley got signed into law in 2007, it saved her life.
Boy, that's wonderful.
She came to the press conference with Delegate Beitzel and all of us and said these words, Bill, I'll never forget. Thank you for saving my life.
Wow.
And I want to pass that on to everyone out in your listening audience who participated in getting that health care expansion through. You saved Ms. Moon's life and many thousands of others. We have a book which I've given you called Faces of Maryland's Newly Insured that tells her story and the story of many others whose lives were saved or made better. And you can get that by going on our website, healthcareforall.com. You go to healthcareforall.com and you'll see the faces of the newly insured. But let me say this about Ms. Moon's story. Yes, this saved her life, and of course, her and her family are living better lives because of it. But if she had gotten sick and not had her Medicaid card, it would have eventually killed her, but probably not right away. She would have probably gone to the hospital, run up huge bills, wouldn't have saved her. We all would have paid.
Yeah.
So this law helped all of us, which is, I think, a very important point. And you may ask, in these tight budget times, how did we pay for this Medicaid expansion? Well, we partially paid for it by increasing the cigarette tax by $1 per pack. That increase not only helped provide the health care that saved Ms. Moon's life and many others, but but also significantly reduce smoking. We have raised cigarette taxes 3 times over the last decade. As a result, Maryland's smoking rate has dropped by 32%.
Wow.
Double. Let me repeat, wow. Double the national average of about 16%.
Wow.
And that's because of these cigarette tax increases. And the data shows that that saved 24,000 people from smoking. 70,000 of them would have died horrible tobacco-caused deaths. So it really saved a lot of lives, and wow. Healthcare costs were reduced because people didn't run up those huge bills fighting their leukemia and cancer.
That's amazing.
And this,
could you excuse me, Vinny, for 1 second? Could you please give us some information about how folks can contact you?
Yes.
And and you've mentioned about the website. If you could repeat that.
Yes. The website is www.healthcareforall.com. Go to that website and you can find out all about us. Mm-hmm. Call us at 410-235-9000. 410-235-9000. So those are the main ways. But I also want to talk about another key aspect of new healthcare law that we passed in Maryland, and then President Obama signed into law, the Affordable Care Act. Both in Maryland under Governor O'Malley and under President Obama, there was a high priority to help small businesses afford healthcare.
Right.
And under the federal law, there are significant tax credits for small businesses to help them provide healthcare for their employees. If you have less than 25 employees and the average salary is less than $50,000, you can apply for these tax credits of up to 35% of the cost of your health care.
Wow.
And you can find out all about that at a separate website, www.smallbusinesstaxcredits.org. www.smallbusinesstaxcredits.org. If you go to that website, there'll be a little calculator right in front of you in which you enter the data about your company, and it will tell you if you're eligible and for how much of the tax credit you're eligible.
Wow.
So
that sounds great.
Yeah. We encourage all the small businesses out here who fit those limits to go to the website and find out about it. And if you're eligible, contact your accountant, contact whoever handles your taxes, and take advantage of this. We don't want to leave any of this federal money on the table. We want it all here in Maryland. So if you're eligible for these tax credits, take advantage of them. We've held press conferences about this in Baltimore, Salisbury, Charles County, and Frederick. And all across the state, small businesses love hearing this. And one guy in Southern Maryland said, in Charles County, said that this is now going to help him keep the health care for his employees.
Yeah, and keep employees.
Yes, and keep employees, exactly.
Because otherwise they're going to go where they can get their health care plate.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
So that's www.smallbusinesstaxcredits.org.
Yes.
All spelled out.
All spelled out, and you'll find out. And if any questions, though, call us, 410-235-9000. We want to help you.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I know that we've made great strides in Maryland, as you've said. We've made great strides and saved everybody a lot of money in the process of it. What's the next step?
Well, first of all, what we did in Maryland in 2007, in addition to the expansion of healthcare that I talked about, we also had the grants for small businesses. We allowed young people up to age 25 to stay on their parents' healthcare. And we started closing that donut hole that seniors fall in with their prescription drugs when they, which prevents them from fully affording prescription drugs. Mm-hmm. Well, all those measures helped influence the federal Affordable Care Act that President Obama signed into law next year. And that law, which takes full effect 2014, for us, builds on our successes to really expand health care. First of all, for young kids, young adults, under the federal law, you can stay on your parents' health care up to age 26 instead of 25, which is great. I got a 21-year-old and an 18-year-old. I love it.
I've got a 19-year-old and a 22-year-old.
There you go. We're almost same place. So right. Our kids can stay on our plans up to age 26.
That greatly will help.
Sure, because that age bracket of young people between, say, 18 and 30 are the people most likely to be uninsured, because that's when you have the hardest time getting a job where you provide health care. Now you can stay on your parents' health care at age 26, which is wonderful. I talked about the small business tax credits. The new law also help seniors afford their health care. There's a new study today showing save seniors over $250 million in prescription health care costs and prescription drug costs.
Seniors need it.
Seniors need it. This law, the new Federal Affordable Care Act, is great for seniors. So these are all things that are happening. Now, beyond that, the law expands health care for the vast majority of Marylanders and Americans by creating these health care exchanges and further expanding Medicaid, all of which takes effect in 2014. Mm-hmm. What we're doing in Maryland is working closely with the O'Malley Brown administration to make sure the law is fully implemented in our state. Sadly, some governors are going the opposite direction, are fighting the law in court or not wanting to implement it.
As we keep hearing about it.
That's bad for their people. Their people are going to suffer because the governors are doing, I think, the wrong thing on health care. We can be proud of Governor Martin O'Malley and Lieutenant Governor Brown that they're working to fully implement this law. They created a health care exchange board in Maryland under the leadership of Health Secretary Josh Sharfstein that is comprised of great citizens and advocates and business people who will make sure the law works in Maryland. What does that mean? That means creating an entity that can bring people together to increase their negotiating power with insurance companies and make healthcare more affordable for them.
We've talked about benefits for folks. How can folks help? I know that, one thing, it's impossible to turn on the news now without hearing a various candidates for various offices talk about how they're going to work against things. What can our viewers, what can our listeners, they're going to have a tough time viewing a radio show.
Right, right. They can look at the radio.
Yeah, you're a good speaker, Vinny, but you're not that good.
Oh, God.
What can our listeners do to help?
Well, they can volunteer with us. They can go to healthcareforall.com, and we can let them get involved in our expanding healthcare process. One of the things we just accomplished this year with the help of people in your audience and across the state is increase the Maryland alcohol tax for the first time in 40 years.
Yeah, that just happened, didn't it?
It just happened, and it took effect this month.
Wow.
Took effect in the month of July 2011, and it's really historic.
We're increasing the sin taxes to help people be healthier. Isn't that the way to do it?
We're encouraging people to not smoke at all and to not abuse alcohol. According to the data from other states, our alcohol sales tax increase will substantially reduce underage drinking and alcohol abuse, save many lives. It will reduce drunk driving. It will reduce other problems caused by alcohol. In addition, it will raise enough money to help us keep healthcare going and to provide money to help people with developmental disabilities, drug and alcohol problems, and mental health problems. This was a tremendous victory for this for the state of Maryland. And Speaker Mike Bush, President Mike Miller, and others in the legislature worked hard to get it done. Governor O'Malley signed it. Marylanders can be very proud of our leadership. One thing they could do is let them know how happy you are with what they did.
Amen.
Let the governor and the General Assembly know that you thank them for having the guts to stand up to the tobacco lobby and the alcohol lobby and pass these public health measures. And here's something exciting, Bill. Many other states are now looking to us for a model. All across the country, states say, if Maryland can do it on alcohol tax, we can too. So we're talking to people in other states to give them advice on how to do it. It's long past due in many states for the alcohol tax to go up.
Well, I'll tell you, it seems like, as it turned out to be in the legislature, a win-win.
Yes.
I mean, not only do you reduce people's, frankly, self-abuse,
right,
but you increase the the ability of Marylanders to take care of themselves.
Absolutely. A win-win is exactly right. And it's a win for the politicians, too, because it's overwhelmingly popular. 60% of Marylanders like it.
Unfortunately, that's about all we have time for, Vinny. It just flew by. You got to come back.
I'll come back. Thanks anytime.
Come back. Could you give us that contact information one more time for the
Healthcare
for All Coalition?
Phone number is 410-235-9000, 410-235-9000, and two websites. Healthcareforall.com, our general website where you can find out all about us. And for the small business tax credits, go to www.smallbusinesstaxcredits.org.
Great. Great.
Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Thank you so much. For Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Mr. Vinny DeMarco, who's head of the Maryland Healthcare for All Coalition. Thank you, Vinny. Keep up your good work for all of us.
Well, Bill, you know, I want
to... And for living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.